Right, I don't want to keep John O'Leary waiting much longer. He has Kevin O'Leary's in Bandon. And I saw video footage last night, which was very disturbing. It's absolutely heartbreaking, the video that I saw. Dozens of cars damaged. And somebody went along then, member staff, might have been John himself, and literally videoed the damage. He joins me by phone from Bandon. John, good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
Must have been heartbreaking. Did you discover it on a morning going in or what?
We discovered it on Saturday, so it was disappointing. Now it isn't as bad as it looks, maybe, so we will be able to get it all sorted out.
But like,
easy enough.
At least 20 cars had every single one of their bonnets keyed.
Yeah. There's damage, and there's only serious damage on a couple of them, but the rest will tidy up easy enough. But yeah, it is unnecessary.
You're trying to remain positive about it, but it's not something that you relish having to do, like your property being damaged.
No, of course not. No. It's a mindless kind of a thing to be done.
How'd they get in? Like,
our security systems did pick up on it, so the Gardaí are following up on it.
Without giving away too much information, can you see the characters doing it?
You can. We have some good images of what happened, yes.
What did they use? Any idea? Screwdriver or something?
Not exactly sure if that was used. No, I can't see that.
Yeah. Depressing though, isn't it? Because you're trying to get ready to reopen again?
Yeah, I suppose we're concentrating on opening now, and we're busy at that. So that's what we're focusing on, and we're looking forward to getting.
So what happens now? You have to spray paint all of the bonnets?
Just a few of them. There's only a small number that need to be painted. The rest will polish up and machine polish them, and they'll be okay again.
It's so mindless, isn't it?
It is. Totally mindless. Yeah.
As if you're having enough challenges. Are you ready for the reopen? Are you guys reopening Monday? Because you're outdoors?
We're opening on Monday, yeah. Yeah, we have all our safety systems in place and we're training staff at the moment now, so we will be ready to go.
Full on, yeah? You've got all the different protocols in place, the distancing, the sanitising?
We have all that, yeah.
And I guess you're fully stocked with motor cars and everything?
We have plenty of cars, plenty cars for everyone. Yeah, we have over 150 cars here in Bandon. So.
Ready to go?
Ready to go.
Okay. And the ones that were keyed, were all of those new or were they pre-owned?
No, they're mostly used ones that we had to display in front. They're all used ones. But again, as I say, they will be all sorted out.
Fair play to you. No, you're staying positive about it. You sound to me like you're a very optimistic, positive kind of guy. Is it Opels and Mazdas, you say?
Opel and Mazda, we have here in Bandon, yeah.
Are you optimistic for the future, John?
We are. We feel that hopefully when things start to open up again, that business will start to flow. I think people will be anxious to get on with life again. So we're one of the first to be back and we'll get a taste of that now.
You just got to put your shoulder to the wheel and just get on with
it. That's it, yeah.
Yeah. And maybe people, because they won't be spending as much time overseas, may decide to invest in a motor car to spend more time around Ireland.
I think people might do that,
Okay. Well, listen, sorry to hear what happened on Saturday night, but you're remaining very positive.
It was actually Saturday morning, it's in daylight hours.
You're joking me.
Yeah.
I hope the Gardaí find these goons, I really do.
I'm sure they will, yeah.
Okay. Well, at least you have good CCTV, fair play. Alright, okay, good luck with the opening, John, appreciate you taking the call.
Great. Thanks, Neil.
Take care of yourself. Okay. At least 20 cars, all of the bonnets keyed. I don't know what they use. That's Kevin O'Leary's in Bandon, opening like many businesses within that sector on Monday. Outdoor businesses are good to go from Monday. It's the first phase in a number of phases, 5 in total.